this here top.
Oh my God. Sir?
Yes, sir, what?
If you could not make that noise while I change your dressing.
I don't know how to not, what do you want me to suppress the feelings? They're going to come out in some other way.
Okay. Okay. I can deal with that. No worries.
Okay.
I guess I'll just keep, I'm sorry. I'll just
no,
keep
I
working.
I understand it's uncomfortable. You're removing a bandage from my groin area. Yeah.
And, you know, I've always wanted to be a real professional nurse.
Yeah.
But I find that I'm ultra disgusted.
By what?
The elderly.
Oh. Well, I'm not that old. Oh, how old do you think I am?
102.
102?
Yeah. I lost my parents young. I'm
God,
sorry.
I'm 68.
Oh,
I'm
whoa.
68 years oh my, old. Oh I look 102? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
I had something about your eyebrows or something.
I thought I drink a lot of juice.
Oh.
I bought that Juice Man juicer from the 1990s infomercials.
Oh, and it
I still did, use it.
Did something to your face. Is that why you're here today?
Well, he had big eyebrows. Oh. The guy that sold it. That's yeah. what it does. The Juice Man juicer gives you giant eyebrows.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Sorry. I'm 54. I can't believe.
You're 54?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear.
I thought you were 32.
Oh, stop.
No, I thought you were 32. I was going to hit on you.
Oh, my God. Well, I wasn't because you're 102. Or so I thought. You're 68. Apologies.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I mean.
Changes dynamic.
I'm 68. You're
54.
54?
Mm-hmm. I just had my birthday God. In January.
That's wow.
Yeah.
It's getting up there.
Okay.
What? I just.
You would know.
I don't mean to be rude.
Yeah, no. Okay. I won't take offense.
I'm not 102. 68.
I'll go look at your chart and I'll confirm that.
What, that I'm 68?
Yeah.
You don't believe me?
No.
I look that old that you don't even believe that I'm 68.
Yeah, and this, I mean, a tear to your groin is such an old man over 70 injury.
I don't believe you're 54. I think you're younger.
Why would I lie about that?
To get senior citizen discounts.
Where? At like Chili's or something?
Chili's, the movie theater, theme parks.
Oh my God.
Maybe you want that fast pass.
So I'm shallow. That's what you're saying. I seem shallow. That.
No. You look younger than you are. If you're really 54. I'm just saying, there's no reason to doubt that I'm 68. 102? My God. It's insulting.
I think my parents died young. I would love to live a long life. Young.
Sure.
I mean, I would be so lucky to get to 102.
My parents died old.
What age?
103, both of them.
Oh, my God. So you might imagine how terrible you'll look then.
When I'm 103?
Yeah. You are 68.
That is
you
have so rude.
What?
They looked great. Even
they were hot? You would
death.
Say they were hot?
My parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, objectively speaking, I didn't find them sexually attractive as their son. But lots of people did. They were getting hit on constantly. We would go out to eat as a family or go on vacation. People would come up constantly trying to have sex with my parents.
And you just had to watch?
Well, they said no. I didn't have to watch them have sex with strangers, like in Chinese buffets.
Okay, okay, oldie. Don't get gross. I'm not implying anything like that.
It was a different time.
People just draped upon pianos and such.
Sure, yeah. But they said no. They were monogamous. Oh. They were monogamous. They were faithful to
my parents said yes constantly.
They had sex with other people right in front of you?
Why? They died so young.
Oh, God. They died having sex.
Yeah.
From doing an what STI they loved. Or like a sexual accident?
They fell off of a balcony.
A balcony? Mm-hmm. But at the same time?
Yeah. Together. It's how they would have wanted it.
My parents died together.
Oh my God. How?
Well, it's really crazy, actually. They got approached by a couple. A couple was trying to have sex with them. They were out celebrating their 103rd birthday.
Together, they had the same birthday.
Yeah, that's actually how they met.
Oh my God. At one of those birthday mixers.
Yeah, one of those birthday mixers. Yep.
That is beautiful.
Exactly. Where everybody who has a birthday January 13th meets.
On January 12th, because you don't want to waste your birthday at the birthday mixer.
Well, it's family and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on January 12th, they all meet. Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Yeah. And how'd they die?
How'd they die?
Yeah.
Oh, someone was trying to have sex with them. Oh. They said no. The person murdered them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Full gun or knife or what?
Pushed them off a balcony.
Oh, my. Both balcony.
I know. Can you believe that?
What are the odds we'd meet today?
What are the odds?
When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yeah.
August 3rd.
Oh, we don't have the same birthday. I thought maybe we did.
No, that could be a thing. What's yours?
Yeah. January 19th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, interesting. Okay. This might hurt a little bit.
Oh. I'm sorry. I tried. I tried to contain it. I really did.
I could see your effort. Your shoulders went up.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. It's just so difficult.
No, it's okay.
These new Band-Aids. Okay. Should be done.
Okay. Wow.
Woo. You need some ice chips?
Huh?
Do you need some ice chips?
Yeah, that'd be all right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take some ice chips, sure.
I thought this was kind of done, but I'm...
What?
I don't know, me helping you?
Why would it be done?
I was supposed to go on lunch break like 10 minutes ago.
Well, do you want to... I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing something other than this room, you know? You could...
Oh,
if you want to take, I'll buy you lunch if you take me to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought mine. You don't have to buy it. But oh, yeah, we can come on my lunch break.
What'd you bring? I mean, I wouldn't mind buying you lunch.
Okay. I mean, I can eat a chicken salad and. Oh. Loud lips over there, oldie. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Your lips keep growing.
I'm a medical professional. I know that. You don't have to tell me that.
Okay. So they smack more as you get older. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Right. I know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very cool party trick. You can, I mean, imagine 103. They're going to be huge.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. At 103, my lips, my nose, my ears, they'll be gigantic. My parents were so lucky. They were born with the smallest lips and nose and ears, so that in their lifetime they grew. And when they were older adults, they were
the normal size. Yeah,
perfect size. Yeah, but I inherited my grandparents.
Oh,
from my grandparents.
Yeah, I just got. I mean, my mom's perfect face and my dad's svelte body.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I'm not built like a man. I'm built like a woman. But
well, no, I understand.
Okay, you can
a svelte woman.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah.
I guess.
So that's why you look 32.
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad. Incredible skin.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Objectively, I don't.
No, I wouldn't it. Say. Yeah, yeah. You're not sexually attracted to your father.
No.
No, sure.
He died too young for me to know.
Yeah, that's.
I could have.
Yeah. So, you know what? Did the person your parents were having sex with die with them?
No. They were kind of in a menage a trois
really?
Type form. One was over the balcony, one was sandwiched between, and then one was the caboose, or was
the
term.
That was the other?
That was the third, yes.
The third person.
Not my parents.
Caboose, huh.
Yeah, that's what they referred to him as. And so he kind of did a final oomph when prompted.
Oh, my God. Were you there? How do you...
I
guess they did this in front of you. You said that.
Well, I was on the date they got picked up on. Oh. And then,
what?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were kind of out to dinner, like out.
Yeah, sure. As a family.
As a family. It was a nice night. It was actually my birthday.
Oh. How old?
13.
13. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But they were respectful. You know, I just went in and I was in the kitchen eating cake by myself.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. And then I heard just like, I think the quote, yeah, the quote was like, oh yeah, I'm about to, and then I hear, yeah.
Crash.
Yeah, curse spot. Yeah. I like how cartoonish you made it. Yes. I like try to find ways to laugh about it, so thank you. That helps me. So yeah, and then the police came. I'm crying, obviously, into a birthday cake.
Yeah, of course.
I don't eat red velvet anymore. Oh my god.
Because of that.
Yeah, because of that. Because
you were eating
And I just think it's really cake. Rich. Probably yeah. The richness first.
Sure.
And then the fact that my parents died while I was eating it. I
don't really understand what I'm tasting when I eat red velvet.
No.
Flavor is this, I often say to myself.
I think wet is the flavor. Or like
just moist
cake. Yeah, and then chocolate chips in there. For some
chocolate
people.
Chips. Some people say it's chocolate. I go, I don't think it is.
I know. Some people say it's dyed red. And it's just sketchy.
A white cake dyed red?
No, I think it's chocolate cake dyed red.
Is it chocolate?
I don't know. See, I don't eat it anymore.
Sounds, the whole thing.
It's just sketchy. Yeah. Maybe that's why they died. Maybe it wasn't the guy.
No, it wasn't your fault.
Eating a fraud cake.
It wasn't your fault. I'm just wondering, like, since this person survived, and they like to have sex with married couples on balconies. Do you think it's possible that?
Oh my god!
That's the same person that approached my parents and then murdered them. They never found the guy.
Oh god! Well, did they have a description? My guy was crazy ginger redhead.
Really?
Yeah.
So was this guy. Like, yeah. Tall.
Yeah.
Almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
We had it on a camera.
Again, it's funny you made it cartoonish because he looked like the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. And he was wearing a Lakers jersey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Number 12.
Number 12, yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought, wow, this asshole doesn't even know I'm turning 13. He couldn't have worn a 13 jersey.
Sure. It's crazy. I thought, this asshole doesn't even know that they're turning 103. He could have worn a 103 jersey.
I know this isn't so pressing.
What?
But what's the math if he murdered your parents at 103 and me at 13? How long ago? I'm 54. How long ago were your parents 103?
Let's see, I'm 68. This was last year.
You think I got murdered at 103?
Yeah.
Okay, so my parents got murdered 20.
When you were 30, you were 54 and you were 13 when they got murdered. So that's
44 years ago? 41 years ago. Oh my god.
Wow. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so much time has gone by. That's a long time.
Yeah, and this person is still having sex with people in balconies. 41 years.
It's open air. How can they not find him?
And how many deaths need to happen before this man stops?
We just had another one in the patient room down the hall.
Kidding. You're kidding.
No.
Just died having sex or died saying no to sex?
Died having. It was very traumatic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On a balcony?
Yeah. I think it's the same guy.
I had to remove myself.
I was wailing at the bedside. The family was so uncomfortable. But then I went on a long tangent explaining that I, too, am a victim of said balcony fuck killer.
Said lover. Yeah. Yes. To put it generously.
Let's name our enemies.
Sure.
It's easier to overcome.
And that. Yeah. Paint a picture. Now that we know this guy's out there, I kind of feel like you ought to do something about it.
Me alone?
I'm 68-year-old man. You already said you thought I was 102. I'm frail. Weak.
Just because you're ugly and frail doesn't mean you can't solve crimes.
You think I'm ugly? I mean, I know I'm not my parents. Did that slip out?
I was thinking that this whole time and it didn't slip out.
Jeez. Is it my nose?
No.
The lips.
No, it's more the fact that the eyes, you called my me sunken shallow. Eyes. Yeah, that doesn't help. And the lips ears. Are pretty bad too. Ears are fine.
Teeth.
The eyebrows.
The eyebrows. And you don't like the eyebrows.
No, not from the juicer.
I thought it was a sign of vitality.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I just want to look in the mirror. I feel,
like vivacious, like maybe.
I feel vital.
Can see the blood pumping in your veins.
Yeah. I go, I'm full of life. Look at those brows.
And that's your opinion.
So you're not going to do anything.
What?
You're just going to let this guy go around having sex with people on balconies or killing people that say no to him. That's terrible behavior, by the way.
I have a full board in my basement with lines connecting.
No.
It's easier to find his victims than him.
Oh, my God.
That's why I became a nurse. I wanted to save all the people, and I've saved zero for 41 years.
I got it. I know how to catch him.
We go undercover?
We gotta be a couple about to have sex on a balcony.
Okay.
But what if so he approaches us asks to have sex with us.
How does he get in our room?
How does he'll be get on another any of these balconies?
We can't start on the balcony having sex. What if he doesn't come?
Well, then how does any of this happen?
My parents got approached at dinner. Your parents got approached on the street. We don't start on the balcony having sex.
You're right. Okay. That makes more sense. So we'll have to have sex lots of public places until he sees us. And then we'll go to a balcony so he follows us.
Is this just all a ploy to try and have sex with me?
No, I want. You said yourself, can't do this on your own.
I would love to catch him. Can we not just go to a park and maybe share a hot dog or something?
Lots of people do that. Do you think that's going to get his attention? Make him follow us to a balcony?
Then what's the coupley thing to do that's not having sex? I'm not having sex in a park just to find the guy who murdered my parents.
Wow.
They'd be disappointed, would they not?
I
mean, maybe not. My parents specifically would not.
They would not be disappointed.
No, they were very open with their love.
Oh, well, my parents would be proud that I found their killer.
So I'm going to... Because your parents would be okay with it, and my...
Would your parents not be okay with it? Sounds like they would be.
Yeah, they would, but I don't know. I don't feel right having sex in a park or a public place.
Okay, well, what if we start by having sex in private places, and then we move it to public places?
How many times have we had to have sex in private places?
It's too uncomfortable.
What? Okay, fine. I'll give you one coupon for sex in a private place.
Okay, and if you're comfortable, then we'll do it in public until he notices and follows us to a balcony wherein we can trap him.
Okay. And you're sure we can't just, like, I don't know, feed birds together or something?
I just don't see why I would do anything.
What about holding hands? Why does that go straight to sex?
He clearly is interested in sex on balconies.
Yeah, but it... Fine.
With couples.
You've whittled me down. Fine.
Sure.
One sex in private. We'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We check back in. Okay, but we have to do it in front of the murder board I made for my parents. It has pictures of all the victims on it. You're so okay with that.
Why wouldn't I be?
It has your parents on there,
it's
probably.
It's your suggestion.
Right.
Look, I have pictures of my parents in my bedroom.
I thought there would be push... What?
Who doesn't?
I thought maybe on a mantle or something. Like, they watch you sleep? They watch you sleep? Do you not have a fireplace?
They don't watch me. It's a photograph.
I believe in spirits.
Okay, that's your business.
If you want to have sex with me, you need to...
It's not a deal breaker for me.
What would be? What? I feel like you just want to have sex with me.
No, I want to catch the man that murdered my parents last year.
And number two is you want to have sex with me?
Look, having sex with you is simply a tool in the process.
I'm not understanding. Fine.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you will. I have my dad's felt body, my mom's perfect face.
You look like you're 32. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it.
But me, sex with a 102-year-old.
Hey, excuse me. I'm 68 years old.
You don't look it to me. What? Also, you have a groin injury. But,
that's true.
We have to wait for your for your shit to heal.
We have to wait for it to heal. That's true. All right.
Should we go get lunch?
Yes. Yes. Let's get lunch.
My break has been over for 5 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Get in the wheelchair.
Okay.
You don't have to make the noises of the wheelchair.
All right. I like making
it
noises.
It does it on its own.
Well, it's too smooth.
Okay. No talk about sex to find our killers.
What?
Our parents' killers.
Okay, sure.
Elevator.
Bing. Yeah, so I said to Janice that, you know, I might not come straight home after work today, you know. And what floor are you guys going to?
7, please.
Okay. Ding.
Well, I mean, she can't control your life.
Yeah, that's what I told her, you know. I don't know. I don't know if it'll work. You're I might leave her.
My couch is open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're your
if
own.
If I need to stay at your place, I can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I just have to find a place for my cat to stay. You know, your allergies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's no good. That's.
Nah, deep clean. I want you to stay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll get rid of the cat.
I mean, I'd hate to put you out like that. I mean, I know you love your cat. And
I mean, he's just a tool for the loneliness.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, I appreciate that. You know, you're more than just a colleague.
Oh.
You're a friend. Yeah, you're a true friend.
Been waiting 15 years for that. Thank you.
Really?
I assume we were colleagues. Hardcore. There's so many...
Well, I don't know at what point we became friends, but at some point in there, we became friends.
Oh.
I mean, I think.
Yeah.
You don't...
No, I do.
Okay.
I'm just worried it was like in the last 10 seconds when I offered you to stay at my house.
Is that really what you think?
I'm just worried about it. I don't actually think it, but...
Oh, I don't, Bing!
Okay, bye. My God.
Oh, jeez.
They were bigger losers than you.
What do you mean? That guy, the doctors.
They don't have any social cues.
Oh, interesting. And do you think that guy really considered that other guy his friend?
Which one?
The guy that said, you know, you're not just my colleague, you're my friend. Do you think that he really considered him his friend? Or do you think they're just colleagues?
I think they're just colleagues.
Okay. Just a colleague doing a favor that's outsized by their relationship.
Yeah. Well, like, I think that other guy has tried for a while to be his friend.
Oh.
But now that he's leaving his wife, geez. The other guy's desperate and needs that friend.
Oh, God. I see. That's
the story I painted in my head.
No, I think that sounds right. Interesting. That's.
What do you want? What do you want to eat?
Just a sandwich.
Ham or turkey?
Turkey.
Okay.
Thanks.
Can't move your arms.
I can't see into the beverage cooler. Would you give me an iced tea out of this? A bottle of iced tea?
Golden Peak.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Thanks. And whatever you want.
Okay.
You want.
I'll get a Diet Coke.
That's
Since now we're sex buddies.
You're not going to get it. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I've lightened up.
Awesome.
I think my sugar was just low or something.
Well, and seeing that pathetic dialogue in the elevator, it probably...
Yeah, you know, it had a real sense of loneliness in that elevator.
You know, maybe we should take what we can get in life.
Exactly. Kind of thing. Don't fall in love, just settle is what...
Huh?
That's what my grandma would say.
Oh, interesting.
Are you going to pay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Ding.
Yes. These self-serve kiosks are, you know.
I think they're cool.
They are cool.
I don't love talking to people. I'm surprised we've gone this long.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty bitchy to my coworkers and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you haven't been bitchy to me, really. Mm. I mean, you call me ugly.
And old.
Said I look like I'm 102. And...
Yeah. I guess I'm just honest. Mm. Really don't have time to waste on everything else.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. How long do you think this groin will take?
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay. So 2 weeks? We'll try the sex in a private place.
Yeah, it can be like a rehab.
And then do a check-in.
Yeah.
Okay. If it doesn't go well, I'm coming some slack. I'm healing from a...
So you want two?
I'm healing from an injury. Well, if it doesn't go well.
I'll bank on it not going well.
Why? No, don't do that. Don't do that. It certainly benefits you.
You benefit from me banking that it's not going to go well.
Sure. Okay.
I'm looking out for you.
I see. Your low expectations means I'm more likely to surpass.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, sure. All right.
What is it? Shoot for the moon and you land amongst the stars?
Sure, that's a thing.
Shoot for a healed groin, you land in my vagina twice.
I like the sound of that. All right. We need to remember this is to catch the killer of our parents.
Trust me when I say there will be no emotion other than pure rage when we're having sex.
Well, now hold on. I mean, he might be watching us, so we need to make it look like something he wants to take part in.
Oh, you're right. I forgot we're bait. I don't know. Men these days, I mean, maybe he's changed. Like, my mom was a very forward lady. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, she was a business executive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely the power. She was actually...
She wore the pants?
The middle one. Yeah. Oh. In the whole... Yeah.
Oh, I could see that. That makes sense.
Pegging my father. He was a real...
Oh, she was beta in the bedroom. Father.
Yeah.
I assumed they were coming at her from two directions.
Yeah, I think I used menage a trois inappropriately.
No, I think it's still a menage a trois. I think as long as three people are involved, it counts.
It is.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I would hate to misrepresent my parents.
Who's penetrating who or any of that. I don't think any of that matters.
Okay, three that's people, good.
Doing any kind of sexual behavior, menage a trois.
Okay,
that's what I think.
I agree.
Okay,
I've been referring to it as that. So if I was
sure.
If I was wrong, I'd be sad.
All right.
How's your sandwich?
It's all right.
Oh,
I mean, it's a hospital sandwich.
Yeah, my chicken salad that I brought from home is delicious.
Oh, good, good. So,
do you have asthma?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Well, why? Why do you ask?
I was just a weird...
Rasping?
Gasping, yeah.
Raspy gasping?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, nurse brain.
No, I get it. Yeah. I have a lot of mucus.
Oh. Is that what I was tasting?
I hope not.
I have to assume it was location-wise of where we were.
Sure, yeah.
I'll bring tissues the next time.
Oh, good. Awesome. And next time.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are we going to try the next time in public? So that way it's good bait? Or are you not comfortable
yet?
Your
groin is bleeding.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, you don't have to be embarrassed.
I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, it's totally fine. I'm a nurse.
Jeez.
You know, I don't like servicing old people, but I can.
Sure. Oh, man, it's right at the base.
I think it tore into a new area.
You're kind of hurting it.
Oh, my God. I have to in order to make it better.
You know, I think you... It seems like you like... Hurting me more than
I don't know what you could mean by that.
How? It's just, I mean, you kind of, it just seemed like during the intercourse that we had, you know, I mean, I was expecting you to have some criticisms, but it actually kind of turns out like, well, it just seemed like any time I admitted like sounds of pleasure or that I liked what was going on, that you got kind of aggressive in your body movements in a way that was painful to me. I think you caused the rupture.
The second rip.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that spin move probably didn't help.
No, it was painful. Is that supposed to feel good for me? Or
most people, I have rave reviews on that.
People say it's good? They like this?
Yeah. One guy.
Only one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've kind of been obsessed with finding my parents' murderer.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, just had one guy, college.
Oh.
He said it was great.
He liked it?
Yeah.
Young man.
Screaming in pleasure.
Huh. Oh. Well, he's screaming.
In pleasure.
Well, you assume.
Yeah. I do.
It could have been pain.
Mm. It had a different pitch and yaw to it.
Was he an athlete?
Yeah.
Did he finish the season?
No, he said... He was running one day and it just kind of spread out was the term he used. Just all kind of
what
spread out.
What spread out?
The area. I don't know.
His running like area?
His legs were just, wider than he thought.
Oh, like they split wider than they almost, should.
Yeah.
Almost like they've been broken.
Uh-huh.
Broken, like the joints or something have been stretched.
Yeah.
Beyond where
they should. He had maybe twisted or something.
Like when you stretch a rubber band too much and it gets like that weird white.
Yeah. Those stretch marks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But unrelated to.
I don't know.
Me pressing on his pelvis turning my body on top.
I think you heard it. I think you have sex in a way that hurts people.
Okay. This was my check-in with you.
Yeah, I know. It was supposed to be your check-in with me. But I don't know. I don't know if I can do this.
We have to catch our parents' murderer.
I want to catch our parents' murderer too.
This was your idea.
Hurt a lot. I don't know if I can take it. I'm a 68-year-old man.
I'm a 54-year-old woman who's made her life obsessed with this.
The body of a 32-year-old. You've only had sex with one man.
And then you. My track record is terrible.
No, but you're like a young woman.
I'm similar to one, yes.
You still have time.
I don't know.
You have time to get gentle.
Let me ask the murder wall.
All right, yeah.
They gave nothing.
That's a good picture of my parents.
I thought they looked really hot. I'm surprised you are
of them.
They look
good in that picture.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
They're... Sorry, again, I'm just blunt.
No, it's fine.
I value honesty.
No, I appreciate that you had sex with me. I don't want to make it seem like I don't.
Well, you seem ungrateful. That's the vibe I'm getting.
It's just... It was a really unpleasant experience.
Okay.
You're beautiful.
But so what are we going to do? Make it like
you have this amazing body. But... The way you use it, it's just, I don't want to do that again if that's how it's going to be.
So I have to change myself for you.
Yeah, something's got to give.
God.
Or I'll find somebody else to be bait.
After all the serendipitous moments of this starting.
I agree.
You're going to just leave. I won't have it. You have to make a papier-mâché doll of myself. And have sex with it in public.
I don't want to do that. What if...
I have my cards on the table, you have yours.
What if you take some muscle relaxers or something?
I won't stop kegeling until I die.
Oh, God damn it.
I pick things up off the floor like that. It's just useful
for me. You picked me up off the floor. You picked me up off the floor and then dropped me.
I thought you liked it.
Why would I like that?
I can't tell the difference between certain tones. I don't know. You know, my mom was an alpha in the bedroom, and I think I try to be like her.
God. You know what our parents do to us?
They leave these little marks on our heart.
I know. What are you going to do? Well, I tell you what, I'll give you another shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you can do it without rupturing my injury, then maybe we can do this in public as bait.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, should we try anal? I feel like my asshole is pretty
loose. No, I don't want you to do that.
Not with you.
What?
I will receive instead. Like my vagina just seems so. I've really worked the muscles up in it. I don't know if I can relax them.
But your anus is
loose as a goose. Gaping. One had to give in order for the other to firm up. When one supreme rises.
If you think it'll help.
This is for you. I thought you were like, I had a okay time.
Okay, we'll try it.
Okay.
We'll have anal sex in public to attract the killer of our parents. The killer of our parents. So that we can trap him.
Okay.
And what are we going to do with him when we find him? We haven't talked about that.
Oh.
Are we going to turn him into authorities, or are we going to...
Maybe I should have sex with him. Not on a balcony.
Dies. I think I could do that. On a balcony.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I could pick him up.
Kill him with sex.
Yeah.
On the balcony.
And almost like pummel horse over the balcony, so drop him, and then come back.
We'll lure him by doing what my parents never did. And your parents did often. Say yes.
Yes.
All right. It's a deal.
Let's kill him.